The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, this psalm, in all of its marvelous simplicity, really invites us to meditate on the goodness of God and God's unwavering love for us despite anything that happens in life. That's a quick summary of the 23rd Psalm. God is a good shepherd. And as a good shepherd, he leads us through the valleys of death and despair. You know, the words of the psalm, I have to be honest, becomes kind of ancient when we look at it and think about a shepherd and sheep and all of that. But in an earlier world, the simplicity of this psalm made a great deal of sense. But in an age of apps and electronic marvels and instant communication and all kinds of calls for help, 911, for instance, and push the button and you're automatically cared for, it becomes pretty difficult to talk about a good shepherd, doesn't it? Really? It does. The words of the psalm, although better seen in that earlier world, still gives full voice to the reality, the hard reality of what it means to be a human being on this planet of ours. We all know the joy of peaceful existence. We know when things are going our way and it seems wonderful and we don't have any upsets. We're good, we're healthy, we're well fed, too much so. And all is well. We know the world of home and food and clothing and health. We succumb to the ways of the world instead of the ways of our Lord many times too often when we would rather do anything than that spiritual stuff that interferes with Sunday morning. It's true. Recent statistics say that actually, the church may not be in existence by the end of this century, the way it now exists. And I heard a report then from our Board of Pensions, and they have enough money to take us through the end of the century, so I won't worry about that. God knows what it's like to be a human being. We become weak and tired. We know grief. We know hard work. We know sacrifice. And yet, even in the darkest moments of life, we ought not be afraid because God, the Good Shepherd, is with us. We're never alone. And when I told the kids this, I'm not making light of what it's like to be a child and facing tests and all the upset that goes with just being a kid. God is with us, you and me. Despite the circumstances or whatever's going on in our life. A friend of mine said, "You know, I hate getting old. What's the alternative? What is the alternative? God's been with me in my journey, and God is with me now. And the sweetness of His love surrounds me in all that I do or say. God is so good, He gives me forgiveness. He gives me the fruit of peace of mind, the joy of life, the beauty of the air, the comfort of friends, the wonder of love. As a people of faith, I was reminded when President Carter was saying, "We think we're a Christian nation." And how sad it is that we have so many people hungry and homeless in a land of plenty and want exists around us. The estimate I told you in Polk County is 2,400 kids go to school every day, maybe without breakfast, and the only thing they have is lunch if it's provided. 2,400. Polk County. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Boy, they'd have a hard time memorizing that and saying it out loud, I think. As a people of faith, whenever we walk through the valley of deepest shadow, we recognize that we also stand in the shadow of something else that gives us complete hope, complete forgiveness, complete eye-opening how wonderful life is, the shadow of the cross. It's there. Before that valley with shadows deep, Jesus is our good shepherd, and He's taken the full weight of human experience with all our suffering and pain upon Himself, bearing it with us and for us. And we sometimes lose sight of this fact. How wonderful it is to know that that's a God of love. And as we live in the shadow of the cross daily, we also proclaim the promise of Easter over and over again. I told you that the Sunday after Easter, every Sunday is Easter Sunday for Christians. And it should be, because the Lord Christ lives. And He lives all around us and with us and in us with compassion and love. God's always bringing life from death. Oh, we've seen death lately in the life of our church. But life continues. It continues. It continues. And all things become new according to Scripture. God's goodness is unwavering. Our good shepherd's love for us, for every single one of us, is unending. Now, this really is the magic vocabulary that takes you forward in faith. And it should. It's comforting. It's hopeful. It's a bright light when dark shadows seem to squeeze us and we wonder what in the world is going to happen next. Because God takes us beside quiet waters where goodness and mercy follow us throughout all of our life. That's the beauty of this 23rd Psalm. The beauty of this very simple psalm. Tell you what, you've got a bad day and things just haven't gone right. You feel blue. We all do. We feel down. Open your Bible after you blow the dust off and look at the 23rd Psalm. Just look at it. I didn't say read it. Look at it. Because the magic of that psalm will just simply tell you everything in the first verse. And I guarantee that blue, dull, awful feeling will leave you right away. Because indeed, my friends, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in despair. God, humble our spirits. Help us to see you, that you are with us in all that we do or say, that you're around us when we stub our toes and we want to complain and we want to cry the blues. Lift us up, dust us off, and help us to see your bright light in Christ. Amen.